You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a federal judge has blocked a Trump administration rule that would allow many healthcare workers to refuse to provide certain services on religious or moral grounds. Wisconsin was involved in that lawsuit. An expert on healthcare joins the show for a look at what that decision means. Now, it's Veterans Day today, and a new documentary from PBS is taking a closer look at a group of vets who aren't always recognized, Native Americans. Warrior Tradition airs tonight at 8 o'clock on PBS Wisconsin. It tells the history of Native American service in the U.S. military from, well, before America was America through today. Patty Lowe appears in the documentary. Patty's a professor at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University, co-director there of the Center for Native American and Indigenous Research. She's also an enrolled citizen of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe. Patty, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks so much, Rob. It's wonderful to be with you.
Do you think, Patty, the culture at large is aware of the role Native Americans have played in the U.S. military historically and to this day?
You know, I don't think so. I think ours is a pretty invisible group in general, and we don't really think much about Native American military service. And I think a lot of people are surprised to learn that Native Americans serve in numbers three times higher than any other race or ethnicity, given their numbers.
And can you talk about the ways Native Americans honor veterans among them?
Well, I think if you go into any Native community, you will see veterans occupy a pretty elevated status in our communities. At powwows, they're the first ones into the dance arena. There are ceremonies where it's only veterans that can do a prescribed ritual. We have always been able to separate the war from the warrior. So even when mainstream America was kind of struggling with what to do with its Vietnam vets, we didn't have that same problem in Indian country.
And you've got a personal family background here. Your grandfather, you talk about this in the documentary, enrolled in the Wisconsin National Guard. Can you share his story?
Sure. I produced a documentary 12 years ago called The Way of the Warrior. That's a different documentary than what's airing tonight. This is a documentary produced by WNED in New York and features some of the same themes. But the one that you're referring to, the one that I produced for Wisconsin Public Television, told small stories that spoke to larger themes. And my grandfather's story really began in an Indian boarding school where Native children were placed, and the motto was "Kill the Indian, save the man." And it was run very militaristically. They marched to the dining hall, they marched to the mess hall, they marched to classes, and they drilled. At 5 o'clock in the morning, my grandfather and his fellow classmates put on little drill outfits and drilled with wooden rifles. So when World War I broke out and they were looking for troops, although my grandfather served first in the Wisconsin National Guard, it was pretty much a seamless transition from Indian boarding schools to training camps to the front lines.
We're talking to Patty Lowe, professor at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University, co-director of the Center for Native American and Indigenous Research. Talk about Native Americans in the U.S. military. New documentary airs tonight. It's called Warrior Tradition on PBS Wisconsin. That's on tonight at 8. And, Patty, I understand there's ambivalence sometimes, given the background you were just talking about, and I think this was in your documentary, a code talker talking about how his Navajo language was rejected, suppressed, and then all of a sudden, come World War II, it was celebrated in an urgent part of national security. Can you talk about that?
Boy, you know, Rob, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that, to me, is one of the ultimate ironies. You know, Indian boarding schools were all about assimilating Native people, and that included wiping out their traditions, their languages, and children that attempted to speak their Native language Native languages were often physically beaten, you know, or had their mouths washed out with soap. And then here, you know, in World War II, a lot of people, you know, when they think about code talking, they think about the Navajo code talkers of World War II, but actually there were Choctaw code talkers in World War I. And this was during the height of the assimilation efforts, you know, stateside. And yet the fact that these Native men could communicate with each other in a language that the Germans couldn't, and not only was it a language that the Germans couldn't didn't understand, but also encoded it with codes that had, you know, double security. So the Germans were never able to crack the codes during World War I, and the codes were never cracked during World War II either.
And you also talk in your documentary about how Native Americans are able to, in some ways, spiritually prepare people for service before they enter in a way that maybe other cultures could learn from.
Yeah, and you know, and I think that's a thread that Larry Hott, the producer of this Warrior Tradition documentary that airs tonight, I think that that's something he explores in a really fine way. Native communities seem to understand that when you ask a man or woman now to, to perhaps make the ultimate sacrifice, that's a spiritual act. I mean, when you're preparing to take a life or perhaps give your own, there's nothing more spiritual than that. And Native communities have rituals that address that, as well as rituals that attempt to purify these men and women when they come back from seeing, you know, the horrors of war. You don't want to introduce a poison back into your community. We've turned these individuals from people of peace into people who kill. So that sacrifice that that individual has made is a sacrifice on behalf of a community, and it's a community obligation to that individual to help that man or woman transition from a person of war back to a person of peace, not just for their benefit, but for the benefit of the community.
And before we let you go, Patty, what's your reaction to the Trump administration's decision to make November National American History and Founders Month? It had already been Native American Heritage Month.
You know, I think it was really disappointing to me, and it seems like it was something that was very intentional and deliberate. You know, we have 2 months that have no history designations at all. That's July and August. And to me, July seems like an obvious month to celebrate American history and founders, you know, because of the 4th of July. It just seemed like a natural. So for the president to choose November seemed to be a pretty deliberate attempt to minimize this month for Native people. And, you know, I wonder if it's because of the efforts on the part of municipalities and townships all over the country and states to instate Indigenous Peoples Day.
Okay.
I'm a professional communicator. You think I do a better job of this. You know, there's a trend to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day, and I'm wondering if this is maybe a reaction to that, because it just doesn't make sense to me.
Patty, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
That's Patty Lowe, professor at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University and co-director of the Center for Native American Indigenous Research. She joined us today to talk about Native Americans and U.S. military service. A new documentary called Warrior Tradition from PBS airs tonight at 8 on PBS Wisconsin.